want to talk about some of the places where there's a fee of bedikah. We didn't mention some of them already. Let's just clarify a little bit more. So the halacha says any place where, like we pointed out, that there is a possibility a person, that there's chametz there because a person eats there regularly, it's going to be chayav in bedikah. It could be that case with pashas, there's a chi of the rice to check in that place. Like we explained, there's a good possibility that there's chametz there. You have a chi of to check for that. Furthermore, Chazal said, besides that place, but the rest of the house, it's possible you did bring chametz in the other places in the house as well. So they're going to be chayiv. Could be that's only derabbanan, but they're going to be chayiv in bedika. A place where a person mostly uses it for storage, he's not really bringing chametz in there, but he might sometimes in the middle of the meal go to that storage place, and therefore in the middle of the meal he might have a piece of chametz with him and put it down and forget it there. Also, the Chazal are mechayiv that as well. We mentioned a place where a person would designate specifically that he's not going to allow chametz in that place. He's not going to bring chametz to that place, so he made a decision to do that. It's not chayav in bedika. Let's say a person says, "I'm to tell you, I'm sure, I'm confident. I never brought chametz in over here this year. I had no policy, but I can think back and I remember. So that's not sufficient, because the nature of people is that Chazal say milsa the larami aledinish lavadaita. Something which you don't have responsibility for, you're not thinking about. Very many times we'll say, "I'm sure." Then somebody points out, "Oh yeah, you're right. Okay, well that's what Chazal worried about. That yeah, you're right, so you still have to check such a place." But again, if you made a decision not to do that, not to use that, that's a conscious decision throughout the year, so that's not chayav in bedika. The chayav in bedika applies to pockets. The person has a chayav to check his pockets. We'll talk about how to check pockets, when you have to check pockets, we'll talk about that. What about your yard? What about outside? Not just in the house, but around the you ate outside sometimes, you were snacking outside, etc. So the yard, any place where animals and birds can get, so we assume that animals and birds have eaten the chametz which is there. However, if you know vada that there was chametz there within 30 days before Pesach, within the last 30, you decided to have this nice warm day, you decided to have a barbecue, you ate outside, send all the kids outside, eat outside, the house could be clean, and you had your chametz outside. So you know vada that there was chametz there. So then, if it's been within the last 30 days before Pesach, you cannot rely on the fact that it was consumed by the animals. If a person doesn't remember specifically that he had a meal there, but he knows he eats outside regularly, so that's equivalent of saying you know that you would have a meal there. And a person would then have to check in that area as well. The chiyuv applies to a person's car. So a person decides his house, it applies to his car, applies to his place of work, where he eats, any place which he has responsibility for. A person has a chiyuv bedika. A person goes to a hotel for Pesach. A person has a chiyuv bedika in that room which he's going to be using. There are certain cases where the law, if I'm renting somebody's home, so I can assume that the person who gave it to me to rent, the owner, had checked it before he left. Certain cases, but it comes to the hotel, I cannot assume that when a person would have a key to check the hotel room when he comes in. And that can be a little complicated, because sometimes you get there only in every Pesach in the afternoon. There are certain cases where Chazal were not places of Chazal were not Machayev us to do Bedika there, because they're not accessible. If Chometz falls behind a very large piece of furniture, which you never move, a bookcase, something of that sort, which you never move that, so Chazal were not Machayev you to move that in order to get the Chometz out. You do bittul, and that is sufficient. Let's say something which you do move once in a while, the fridge, something falls behind the fridge, you do move the fridge sometimes out to clean over there, etc. So that type of an area, excuse me, since we do open it up once in a while, you have a key to be bedik over there. Let's say it falls into a crack or to a crevice, and it's deep in, and it's difficult to get it out. You just do bittul, and that is sufficient. Even if you can actually see the chametz. But since it's far in, it's in such a way that it'd be difficult to get out. It's not easy to get out. So for that, the bittul is sufficient. You do not need to try and get that out. I did mention, we mentioned before that if a person has children in the home, young children in the home, even if you have areas where you designate not to be chometz, unless there's this major, you know, gardening that you're able to do, we have to assume that's a very possibility that children have taken chometz everywhere, and therefore a person would have a chiyuv to be bedik in all those places. Have a good morning.